Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the weekend. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. And an update on the bridge situation. So you found out yesterday morning they closed down the bridge that connects South Oakland to Schenley Park, and that's a major what?
Kind of describe this word is though, Larry, because you.
So if you went out of the Boulevard of the Allies from the city,
yep.
Once you get to South Oakland, there's Parkview Avenue.
Yep.
My wife grew up on that street, so I know
it really well.
Just beyond that is the bridge that crosses over into Schenley Park. So they're letting people and bikes go on it, but shut down the vehicles for some repairs they're going to do. It should take several months. And from the Post-Gazette, Mike Wershagen joins us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, good morning. You reported this story, covered it, and now there's another update.
Well, he's a regular now. He's on it. Mike, just every day at 8:05, brother.
Yeah, you got it.
We got enough bridges to cover. So just the latest. Ironically, we talked to Mike the day before the city decided to close the bridge to vehicular traffic. And so what's the situation now?
Well, the situation now is, the bridge is still shut down. The mayor, so one thing that we had reported earlier this week when they shut the bridge down is that in 2022's capital budget, and the capital budget is what the city says it's planning to spend on infrastructure projects, on these, everything from traffic light upgrades to bridge repairs, right? In 2022, Bill Peduto's last year in office, the city said it had planned to spend $6 million this year on the Charles Anderson Bridge. In the 2023 budget, the city said it planned to spend nothing. That $6 million was pushed back into 2024. The mayor said yesterday that this was not a change that his administration made, that this was not money that he reallocated. That instead he is dependent on something called the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission is this group of 10 counties, including Allegheny, so including Pittsburgh. They're the conduit for all that federal and state money that pays for these bridges. Local governments can't pay for these things. They're way too expensive, right? This money's got to come from the feds. It's got to come from the state.
Right.
And the way it flows to the city is through this commission. So what the mayor saying yesterday was, look, this was not me. I don't have access to this money.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating. That's why I love the fact that you're doing this. He's done great reporting on these bridges, man. The mayor's folks, Maria Montano, who's, by the way, a fantastic press person with the mayor, was listening and said, whoa, please don't blame us. We're trying as hard as we can. And she also kind of described the $2 million they're going to use to make this bridge safe again. It's not going to be an overhaul, as you know, Mike, but they're going to fix these plates, as they call them. Should be okay in, 3 to 4 months?
That's the plan, yeah. And that's the thing. They got to get this thing stable enough to when that it can be used until they can get to that bigger $48 million overhaul. I mean, that's, again, the kind of money we're talking about. The city just can't shell out by itself, right? So that $48 million right now is scheduled to, well, the $48 million project is scheduled to begin in September of 2025. This is part of some more reporting that we had done, that we had talked about a couple of days ago, that even with these 32 bridges that are in poor condition, we're not really scheduled to get rolling on any of these projects until January of next year.
Wow. And explain to listeners who are kind of sick of this, why, Mike?
Well, it's a matter of funding. Again, this money has to be allocated. But once it goes through that 10-county cooperative, that Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, you're talking about every municipality in those 10 counties is trying for a piece of that same pot of money. They're all coming after it, right? Because everybody's got projects. We don't have enough money out there to fix everything all at once. So everybody's scrambling for a piece of that cash. Now, the thing is, though, the mayor sits on that commission. He is a member of the executive committee. It is one elected leader from each of those 10 counties. So Rich Fitzgerald's on it, for instance, a county executive, and the mayor of Pittsburgh. So they all get together and they try to figure out, okay, what's the most important here? Where do we have to put this money first?
At the end of the day, can we safely assume that these bridges right now, dozens that are in poor condition, are okay for us to drive over? Can we? Really?
Well, the... So once a bridge goes into... It gets that poor rating.
Right.
That triggers something. That's not just a, hey, we think this is not looking so great. It's not just a label.
Right.
It triggers a new regime. What you got to start doing then is you reinspect these things much more often, right? When a bridge is rated poor, you're not leaving it for a couple of years between taking a look at it. You're going every 6 months. In some cases, when the bridge is really bad, they can up that even further, right? They can go see it more and more and more to make sure that this thing is not deteriorating. And that's what happened with Charles Anderson, right? They were doing these more often, these more frequent inspections. They saw something that made them worried. They shut it down to vehicular traffic. Now, they didn't it didn't freak them out to the point where they closed it off to everything,
right?
And they're still allowing people to go under, right? So obviously they think that this is something that can, it's a problem that can be remediated, right? You don't have to go to a complete shutdown. You don't have to bar people from walking underneath it. They're going to spend the next few months, as you said, working on those plates to try to shore this thing up.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, Mike Wershagen with the Post, because they've done amazing reporting. Honestly, are there any bridges, because you've done all this research, are there any bridges in this town that you avoid, sir?
No.
No.
No, there are not.
I never think about it. Do you, Larry?
I try not to think about it, but it has crossed my mind since the Fern Hollow Bridge once in a while. When you're sitting on a bridge like the Veterans Bridge and you feel it moving.
Yes, sir.
In traffic. Anyway, Mike, great job.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man.
We'll call you Monday at 8 for whatever's breaking.
Just have a camera set up. We'll start streaming video too, man.
You got it.
Thanks, brother.
Have a great weekend.
Right, take care.
So a new beer... Paul just referenced. Did you hear what Dr. Pepper's doing? They're releasing a new flavor.
Dr. Pepper has a new permanent flavor hitting shelves soon, strawberries and cream. The company says the new beverage swirls strawberry with its 23 original flavors and has a smooth, creamy finish. Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream will be available in regular and zero sugar options later this month.
I didn't even know there were 23 flavors. I just thought Dr. Pepper was Dr. Pepper, regular or diet.
Let me say this. I love, Moe's has them. I love Moe's. They got that machine, Larry, where there's like 700 flavors.
Oh, yeah.
I love that machine. And I love all the flavors. And you know what it does, man? And Samantha's nodding her head. Goes back to when I was a kid. You would go along, right, the soda fountain, right, Larry? And you mix five flavors. Samantha, do you like all the different flavors?
Yeah, I love soda.
Yeah.
I'm a huge soda fan, so I love it.
Are you one of those people that if it's a free refill, you keep filling up until it's maxed out?
Oh, yeah. I love, especially Dr. Pepper.
Mm. I was behind a woman, where you serve yourself the drinks.
Yeah.
I think this was at Mickey D's. And... she had one of the largest cups you could get, so it was the super large.
Yeah.
And she clearly had it already, and now she was filling up again. And I'm waiting patiently, and she had to fill that thing up.
Whoa,
to
whoa,
the top.
You're getting angry. So you wanted to hurt her, didn't you, Larry?
No, no.
Could you see his face? Passive aggressive. I'm telling you, man.
And all I could hear is.
Was that gas? Was it you making the noise or her?
No, that was the machine. That wasn't a good rendition of the fountain. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? It's like it wasn't good enough that it was an inch below the top. It had to be right flat after she already had 64 ounces.
And then you told your wife to get the hell out of the way. But that machine that has all the different buttons, you could pick what, like 60 flavors.
Right.
So I wanted one. $8,000.
What do you mean you wanted one?
My son loves soda. It's my boy. $8,000.
He was going to get one.
Well, no, not for $8,000. Now, if someone loves me at Moe's and would like to install one at Moe's.
Well, they'll become one of his boys. Do you hear this, Samantha?
I love all the flavors. I think it's cool.
How about Samantha, of all people, pointed out this is a special day in history, in music, and in this radio station.
Something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
So Don McLean wrote the song American Pie and in part referenced the day the music died. On February 3rd, 1959, rock and roll star Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly were killed along with their pilot, Roger Peterson, when their plane crashed at Clear Lake, Iowa. And when I was playing music on this station, I was the last disc jockey, and the song we played, the last song we played,
what
was American Pie.
What do you mean, on KD?
Yeah. Made national news.
I'm not trying to be an idiot, but it was a music station?
Oh, yeah, we... Wow. We're playing. I used to follow John Cigna, and I was in between Cigna.
I apologize. I did not know this.
And Trish Beatty. I spent 4 years doing that.
Wow.
Before they went talk. So I was the last disc jockey before KDK went all talk.
Wow.
And played American Pie the day the music died. And it got picked up by NPR and news wires across the country.
It's fascinating how the business transitions. So there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, was it last Friday, that all the new cars, Audi, Porsche, even the American cars, don't have AM in them, AM radio.
It used to be a government mandate.
Was it?
Yes, because they had to have AM and FM radios. At first, it was only AM. When I was a kid, you had to get a post-market FM that would plug in to your car because they didn't have FM radios.
So we get worried, right? There's no more AM radios. No one will listen. But tell them the truth, though, Larry, about the streaming.
So
it's fascinating, actually.
When I grew up, like most everybody, you had a radio in the kitchen. You had a radio in the family room. You had a radio in your room. People don't have those anymore the same way. So, but they can listen on their phones by getting this free app that our company has.
Right.
You download Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Right.
And then it has access not only to our station, but all of our company stations around the country. So a lot of people that don't live here anymore, that live in other places, like to check in, see what's going on, they can listen too. And it's called streaming. Or if they go at kdkradio.com or tell their smart speaker, play News Radio KDK.
Play News Radio KDKA.
Alexa, play.
Alexa, play News Radio KDKA.
And there's our engineer, Vic Pascarelli, walking by. He knows all that stuff.
I did that one day, Larry, and all these people were calling, and they were angry because their radio came on. Alexa, play News Radio KDKA.
The point Marty's making is now, as many as and soon more people listen by streaming.
It's actually fascinating.
Than the old-fashioned way, which is good because it's digital, crystal clear
audio.
No,
it's true. You're right, man. So what's fascinating is I had no idea that you played music on this station, that even played music.
Oh, yeah.
Were very, very anxious when they went away from music? Were they anxious?
I think that was definitely the trend, certainly for AM, but it was a dynamic shift, yes, in this town because, we used to play music.
It's amazing.
13Q, KQV.
Well, now I remember that. Rush, was he on KQV? Rush Limbaugh.
Well, he was Jeff Christie then.
Right. Well, was he on KQV here?
When he started, he worked at 13Q.
Oh, wow.
But he wasn't on as Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, he wasn't.
He was on KDKA as Rush Limbaugh. But, as part of his network. I met him when he came in to do the show for a couple of days to kick off KDK, Carrie and Rush Limbaugh back in the day.
Here's a funny line from my boy Rob, Vince's godfather. My Alexa identifies as Marty. Pretty interesting.
That's funny. American Pie, the day the music died.
That's wild, Larry.
64 years ago today.
Fascinating.
It's 8:38, the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. A week ago, pretty scary for a lot of kids and parents in a couple of schools. And let's start with Pine Richland.
Yeah, so they sent out this memo that there was a shell casing. Now think about it, Larry. No bullet, no gun, no weapon, a casing. One found at the school, sent it out to everyone. And let me read something that happened there. It's actually fascinating what's happened in America. And you can't blame the schools, by the way. My son was in the cafeteria when the shell casing was discovered. They announced it that we're in lockdown. There were 30 police officers around us. Backpacks were searched. We had to stay in the cafeteria for the remainder of the day. Two people were escorted by police out of the cafeteria. That was just one shell casing found. Let me read you this.
Right, but the rumor was going around amongst the students that a student had a handgun in a backpack.
Which wasn't true.
But they didn't find one, so no. But you know how, you can't imagine how rumors in that moment, wherever they are, they were locked down and everybody searched.
So there's that. And then listen to this, Larry. Mount Lebanon. This was a couple days ago. Dear high school families, unsubstantiated rumor. Along the lines of what Larry's saying. The high school administration received information about a rumor circulating among students in the high school regarding a student who allegedly planned to bring a weapon to school. We've been cooperating with the resource officer, Mount Lebanon Police, to investigate the rumor. The police have determined the rumor is unsubstantiated. Out of an abundance of caution, the police department will have an increased presence in and around the school for the next couple days. We have also advised the staff of the situation, asking them to immediately report any information they may hear out of an ordinary student behavior and be visible in the hallways. The safety of the entire school is a top priority. And then if you have any information, reported to police. So, I post this stuff and the wackos out there go nuts. What are we doing to our kids? What are we doing to our schools? We're scaring the hell out of everybody. Okay.
So, if you're a school administrator, and what if you found a single shell casing on the floor in the school and didn't do anything?
Thank you.
And then something did happen.
What if you?
You would be tortured. Probably not only fired, but held liable and responsible because we've seen school shootings.
Please, mass shootings.
So when they have to react that way.
A six-year-old, man.
They got to do it.
A six-year-old intentionally shot a teacher.
Right.
In class, in front of all the students.
And that superintendent is being, well, let go.
Right.
And charged with or accused of negligence, because apparently this six-year-old had demonstrated antisocial behavior prior to that.
Let me say this, how times have changed. When my father went to school, this is a fact. If you were on the rifle team, and they had a rifle team, they still do it. They don't do this. They brought their guns to school and put them in their lockers. It's a fact.
It's a different world. You're right. You're sure, you know, people used to hitchhike too.
But at the end of the day, man, Larry's spot on here. Hey, man, you want to harass my kids? Fine. You want to search their backpacks? Fine. Because I'll tell you what, this stuff is real, man.
And if they didn't do it and something happened, God forbid, they would be held responsible.
Hey,
so they got to do it.
I was on the air live. This is the truth. And my daughters are texting me because everybody's running from school because a rumor went around that a kid was bringing a gun to school. It's a fact. Kids ran home. My man, the world has changed. Accept the change and adapt because we cannot make a mistake. Larry, it's like the space shuttle, man. You can't make one mistake.
No assumptions, especially in this day and age. And if you're an administrator, you got to do it. It's the law.
Yeah, and if there's 30 cops in the school, God bless them. It is what it is.
I'm glad they have that many available.
Look, I get it. It's aggravating. I get it. It's annoying. But you know what's worse? Dead kids. And it happens a lot. Hey, I embrace this sort of thing. It's called saving lives. And if you don't do it, man, you pay the price.
When you need the KDK Radio Storm Center, we got you. Brought to you by EV True Value and True Value Rental, Butler Transit Authority, and of course, 100.1 FM and 1020 AM, KDK Radio. Sunday, culmination of the weekend, the Grammys. You going to watch any of the Grammys, Marty?
So I love all the songs.
Let's see if you can just follow along here. These are the Song of the Year nominees. How many of them do you know?
Big names, but no surprises for the Grammy Song of the Year Award. Miss Beyonce is nominated for Break My Soul, Lizzo for About Damn Time, and Adele for Easy On Me, Kendrick Lamar for The Heart Part 5, Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, and Harry Styles is nominated for As It Was. Bonnie Raitt is nominated for her song Just Like That, which is the title track for her album of the same name. DJ Khaled, We The Best, is up for Song of the Year for God Did, which features Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. And Taylor Swift is up for All Too Well, allegedly about her relationship with actor Jake Gyllenhaal. And finally, the anthem ABCDEFU by Gayle is up for Song of the Year.
There you go. How many of those? Do you know most of those?
Except for the Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, surprisingly, I do too. But when sometimes you watch a Grammys, you want to feel out of it musically.
I have teenage kids that's all I hear all day long and all night, these songs.
So you know them.
They kind of keep you in the loop. It's actually a blessing because people say, I didn't have my first kid until I was 42 years old. Okay, so come on. And people say, wow, your daughter is 18. You're so old because I have a 12-year-old son. But what they do, brother, is they keep you young. They really do, man.
Well, they keep you in the whatever the culture is going
on.
It's
so true. It's so true.
So you kind of buy osmosis, no, anyway.
And I mean, it's every single night I hear from my kids about what's up. I love it, man.
Hey, speaking of music, you remember the debacle that they had, Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift.
Of course, of course.
Now they're worried about Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour when those tickets go up for sale.
Ticket sales for Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour begin in days, and Ticketmaster is now working to avoid another meltdown like the one that angered Taylor Swift fans last year. The online ticket seller is prompting members of the Beehive to sign up for a verified fan account in order to snag their seats before resellers. Ticketmaster is also staggering ticket sales on multiple days.
So there you go. We got a bunch of big shows coming. Pittsburgh this summer. Are you going to go to any concerts? You went to Harry Styles in New York with your daughter.
I'll get them tickets for Taylor Swift. I promise you that. They love her. I'll get tickets when she comes here.
Yeah, they're doing two dates at Acrisure Stadium. And also, there's a bunch of this Morgan Wallen guy.
Big.
Huge. I can't believe. Kind of came out of nowhere. Last year he came here, you couldn't buy a ticket unless you paid crazy money.
His stuff has, look, my girls don't like country, they love him. It has a pop kind of vibe.
Kind of crossover.
I guess.
Yeah, meanwhile. So one of the top stories of the day is this big balloon.
Yeah. That's shoot it down.
Supposed to be.
Oh, McCausland's going to come on at 9:35.
China spy balloon.
Yeah.
And they've been, I guess, warned by our own government. If the president said, hey, take the balloon down. He's been advised, apparently, not to do that.
Get a paperclip and a rubber band. Hey, before we go to break, I want to read this. Isn't it cool? Talking about guns in schools. Brad is 60. When I was in middle school in Wisconsin, I was in the hunting club. This is fascinating. I would bring my shotgun to school. My parents would drive me on those days, and I would carry it through school to my math teacher's room, where he would put it in his closet. I mean, that's how the world has changed.
Honey, don't forget your shells.
A kid took a cookie shaped like a gun to school and was suspended. That's a fact. The world has changed, brah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!